Good afternoon and welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell and I'm the minister here at Trinity. Thank you for worshiping with us at our first Christmas Eve service. We're also going to be having the service live streamed as well as podcast and sermon by phone today. So thank you all for being here in person, or if you're watching online, thank you also for being here. Today it is Christmas Eve, a time that we have been waiting for. All throughout the Advent season, the Messiah to come. It is with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquiut, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. In the dark night of winter, a star shines bright. New light shines in our midst. New birth is at hand. Joy fills the earth. Come, hear the good news, and lift your voices in song.
Joy,
please join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin and on the screens. The promise has been revealed. Holy God, we give you thanks.
The promise has been revealed. Gracious God, we give you all praise.
The promise has been revealed, loving God. Amen. Let us join our voices in the gathering prayer. God of wonder and mystery, we thank you for loving us enough to come near to us in Jesus' birth, and in all the places of new birth and hope in our lives. May love and peace and kindness spread through all the world tonight. May there be a new birth of hope and promise here and everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I invite Lily and Maddie, Alina, Addison, Skye, and Savannah to offer us the poem, Christmas.
Carols and candles aglow in the night, hearth fires blazing all cozy and bright.
Red leaf poinsettia, white Christmas rose. Ice skaters whirling on ice as it snows.
sleigh bells and Santa.
Tinsel trimmed trees, mistletoe magic, and warm memories.
Angels all bringing glad tidings anew.
Season's best wishes, especially for you.
I am loving this way too much. Thank you, ladies. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus is born. We have to go to Bethlehem, Joseph told Mary. Emperor Augustus has ordered that all the people need to be counted. But Joseph, Mary said, what about our baby? He will be born soon. We'll go slowly, Mary. Bethlehem will be crowded, so we need to leave now. So Mary and Joseph journeyed to Bethlehem, the city of David, to be counted along with all of the other people. It was cold when they arrived. Joseph knocked on many doors looking for a room, but everyone said no. Finally, an innkeeper answered the door. I have no room, the innkeeper said. But you can stay in the little stable in the back. It's warm and the hay is fresh. Joseph, Mary said, I think it's time for the baby to be born. That night, Mary gave birth to Jesus. She laid him in a manger. The animals kept them warm as they waited for the morning. Outside of Bethlehem, shepherds watched their sheep over on the hills. Suddenly, an angel appeared. The shepherds looked up at the bright night sky. Don't be afraid, the angel said. I bring wonderful news. The child God promised was born tonight. The shepherds listened in amazement. The twinkling stars seemed to echo each of the angel's words. The angel continued, go to Bethlehem. You will find the child lying in a bed of hay. Suddenly, many angels filled the heavens. They sang together, glory to God in the highest and to peace all people on earth. Let's hurry, one shepherd said. The angel said the child was born tonight. But what about the sheep? Another shepherd asked. Let the angels watch them, the youngest shepherd said. Yes, let the angels watch them, the shepherds happily hurried into Bethlehem. The angel was right. The shepherds found the baby Jesus asleep on a bed of hay. They told Mary and Joseph all the angel had said. The angel said the baby is the Messiah, the promised one. He is the one we have been waiting for. They explain, but this is in a stable. Would God be born here among the animals? Moo, said the cow. Baa, said the sheep. Coo, said the dove. I'm glad I grew up on a farm. Mary smiled. She knew that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. Later, the shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for all that they had seen and heard. Jesus was born.
Thank you.
On a cool, clear evening, three wise men looked into the night sky, and they saw a bright star. The wise men had been waiting for someone important to come into the world. They were waiting for a king. They knew that the star was a sign from God. The star is a sign that the king has been born. The shortest one said, "We should follow the star and find him," the tallest one said. "I'll pack our bags," the middle one said. They left their homes and they traveled far to meet this new baby king. They wanted to worship him and give him gifts. Along the way, they stopped and visited King Herod, the ruler of that land. "We are following the star to find the baby king," they told King Herod. "Do you know where he is?" When King Herod heard about the baby king had been born, he was afraid. He thought the baby would grow up and take over. Then King Herod wouldn't be king anymore. So King Herod spoke to the wise men. He pretended to be nice. Herod told the wise men, "I would like to meet the new baby king. Why don't you go find him and come back here and tell me where he is? Then I can go and worship him too." The wise men kept following the star to find the baby. They finally found Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Bethlehem. They were quiet so they wouldn't wake baby Jesus. They knelt before his bed. He was so tiny. They kissed his little cheek. "Sleep well, little one," they said. And they left him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those were very expensive gifts. They were gifts fit for a king. Later, the wise men decided it was time to go home. They were planning to tell King Herod where they found baby Jesus, but God sent an angel to talk to them in a dream. The angel told them that King Herod was dangerous, so they went home a different way instead. Jesus was indeed a new baby king who surprised the wise men and frightened King Herod. Jesus was God's promise, born for us, a gift to all people. All glorious God's. Amen.
Thank you.
ask you to remain standing as Ross brings forward a symbol of offering, of time, talent, and treasure. The offering plate has always been a symbol of that. And as he brings that forward, let us prepare ourselves to come to prayer for a blessing over the offering. Friends, let us pray. Holy One, as we have received, so we give. To loved ones, to friends, to those in need, we now give what we can for the work of this faith community. Through these gifts, may its people continue to offer care and welcome, comfort and inspiration to many. May its way inspire generous deeds and kind words and compassionate living. Through this community of faith and through each of us, may good news spread into your beloved world beyond the walls of this sanctuary. Amen. Let us join our voices together in a new creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Today, just a reminder that this is Christ's table. This is not the table of the United Church of Canada. This is not the table of Trinity United Church. This is Christ's table, and all are welcome at Christ's table. If you didn't pick up a little cup that has juice in the bottom and a wafer on top, just raise your hand. We do have a person up here, Elaine, that will come around, and they are at the back of the church as well, but we'll be using this later in the service, and she will help you out. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is Christ's table, and all are welcome. Please join me in the great thanksgiving. God be with you. Let us lift up our hearts. We come giving thanks to the Lord our God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being is him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You sent Jesus, the light of the world, to share that light, God with us. People gathered to see and to hear him, to witness his acts of healing, to listen to his teachings. He made time for everyone. Jesus turned no one away. Yet people turned away. They betrayed and crucified him. Through all of this, Jesus loved us and was lifted from the darkness of the grave. Jesus found victory over death so that we would be with him and we could be as one. We join our voices in great praise, singing. As we come to this table on Christmas Eve, we remember that Jesus ate with his friends the night before he died. In the Gospel of Mark, we're reminded that while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread. And after blessing it, he broke it. And he gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Also on that same night, Jesus took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to all of them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." Today we eat and we drink in remembrance of Jesus. We remember the love that Jesus has for all of us. We rejoice on this Christmas Eve and celebrate his birth. We wait with the hope of him coming again. Together as a faith family, we lift our hearts and our voices as we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
See you.
Creator God, pour your Spirit upon us and these gifts as we come to your table today. May they be signs of light, life, and love to each other. Help us to be instruments of peace, love, and justice in the world. Through, with, and in Christ, through the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, loving God, now and forever. Amen. And as a Christian family, let us join our voices and pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the bread of life, communion in the body of Christ. This is the cup of blessing, communion in the blood of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, as we partake, you will see that there is the little cup as with the juice and the wafer. We're going to partake the wafer first. You just peel back, and if you need any help from a friend or neighbor or raise your hand, you will reveal a little wafer. Once that is revealed, we will partake in the wafer together. This is the bread of life. Amen. The other level of the little cup is a little bit of a thicker level. Be careful not to spill juice on yourself. When you peel it back, it will reveal the grape juice. Once we've had a chance to open that up, we'll partake together. This is the cup of blessing. Amen. Let us join our voices in the prayer after communion. As we leave this place, we remember your actions and your words. Transform us and give us that little push we require to love one another, to help each other, and to share the good news. May our acts of Christian love extend around the world as we share in this Christmas Eve. As we celebrate your creation, may we feel your presence. Amen.
is peace. Chain shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression will cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful poorest grace we let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Then ever, ever praise we his power and glory evermore proclaim.
Please join me in prayer and let us pray. God of new birth, we give thanks for the beauty and wonder of this holy night. We give thanks for your passionate, persistent word of peace and justice and liberation. We give thanks for your love born among us where we are as we are. We give thanks for the reminder, no matter how humble, no matter how forgotten, each person is precious and beloved. Each person belongs in the story of your great news, the good news for all the world. God of hope and possibility, we seek your great good news for all. Where there is war, peace. Where there is hunger, food. Where there is poverty, abundance. Where there is sadness, comfort. Where there is financial stress, the need of supports and encouragement. Where there is loneliness, a sense of loving connection. We pray for all of these things, for all the places in the world. We pray for peace, all places where there is war, to find conflict over that, to find a place where they can come and be present. Listen, that war and conflict will cease. Here and everywhere, may your love wrap healing arms around all who are especially needing to hear the angels' song tonight. And may the wonder of this Christmas Eve stay within us. May our hearts grow warm and tender, like the hearts of those gathered around the manger. May we go forth to mend this world with passion and compassion. May holy light and love shine through all of us, wherever we may go. And in the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen. God bless you all this Christmas Eve. I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. Hallelujah, and Merry Christmas.